Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Young man, time to wipe off that frown. I said, young man, come get down with the clown. I said, young man, with Ronald's nugs in your mouth, there's no need to be so horny. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, where you can get that big O. You can drive through, just get ready to blow, 'cause we love to see you smile. McNuggets that make you see you, Emma. McNuggets that make you see. So just take a big bite and go bust a big load. Gotta let the world hear you moan. McNuggets that make you see you. McNuggets that make you see you. Now go get yourself clean. You just came a great deal. Yeah, I call that a happy meal. McNuggets that make you see you. McNuggets that make you see.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. Instead, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast about four teens from our world sent back into our world to fix all the mistakes their grandparents made. I am so nervous because I had one hiccup right before I started, and like I'm just feeling at any point it's going to... That scared me a little
Problem
bit.
Problem solved.
Boom.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play...
Boo!
My name is Ray Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the Ranger, anime-loving survivalist teen. Two out of those three things have almost no bearing on Taylor's abilities in terms of what I'm looking at on the D&D character sheet, but that's all right.
Which, you know, two things?
The survivalist stuff hasn't really come into play, and all the ranger stuff is just basically like, imagine you have spells, but they're all kind of shitty spells.
Interesting.
I might just come up with my own ranger spells at this point.
You're gonna do your own OC?
Yeah, my own OC. Teen fact for Taylor this week, merging a little bit with a real life fact, I have a cat now.
Yeah.
Where is Kitty Cat? You're somewhere
here, just on the couch. Here I am, Pwetty, meow, meow.
I don't like cats anymore.
And that was the last episode Will was on.
And that, funnily enough, Will, that ties into Taylor's teen fact, which is that Taylor also has a cat boy costume that he uses to do...
To do what?
NPC videos on TikTok.
I knew NPC videos was gonna fucking crawl its way into our podcast this
year.
It goes, Ice Queen, yes, please.
Oh.
Ice Queen, yes, please. Okay, let me just pitch it real quick. Just quick.
Intro's gonna age like fine wine.
I just wanna say this.
Comedy.
I just wanna ask really quick. I just need a yes or no from all my fellow cast members.
Absolutely not. Whatever.
If I could figure out a way.
Would.
if I could figure out a way of seamlessly looping video of you guys playing the season one dads doing NPC content. Now, hold on. Imagine just for a second that you got a Daryl Wilson sitting there being like, ice cream.
You know what, Freddy?
Ice cream.
Balloon. Pop, pop, pop.
But here's the thing. We could just keep this going on in the background.
Hi, this is Will Campos, advocate for people who have no idea what the fuck you're talking about who are listening to the podcast. And I just want to say, like, I see you and I support you.
You don't need to look it up.
Do not look it up. Do not learn about it.
You don't need to know about
it. And I don't really want to say don't, because that makes it seem like, ooh, it's exciting, like somebody telling you not to.
No,
it's like,
really.
It's just not worth
yourself a favor.
It's not worth your time.
It's just dystopian.
We're saving you.
It's not
fine.
Even a little
dystopian.
Hey, wait, real quick. Taylor made so much money on it, but he was only on for like 2 days because they got slammed with content violations because it was just a little too weird for TikTok. And Taylor likes to think
that
was too weird. And
Taylor
likes to think it was because he was like, I got brigaded. Everyone saw how much cheddar I was making and they brigaded me.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln M. Kicks, a schooled in prison,
what?
Future soccer pro who's got no dads anymore.
Lincoln
and he's
M.
just
Kicks?
Like, that's
M.
right. He's changing Kicks. His last name.
And
he's,
his middle
he's
name.
His own man.
Wait, what's his middle name? M?
Mr. Because it's in honor of the only person who ever cared about him when he
Mr.
grew up.
Which is
Mr. Kicks, his true dad.
Holy shit.
Is that his FIFA character?
Yeah, the person who never betrayed him. Yeah, so he's...
I find it hard to believe, having played FIFA, those fucking crossbar hits. Like, come on.
I mean, that's pretty much his teen fact. It's kind of hard to give research,
Lincoln
but he's looking
M.
at how
Kicks.
He can legally change his name, and also how do you do, like, the minor emancipation to become his own person. And he's very attached to this new family that he's found.
Lincoln, and where did prison come from?
Because homeschool, more like prison school, Will.
Oh, my God.
Schooled in a prison.
He looks back no longer fondly on his homeschool. That's dark.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, Perpy, Pepper, Peepy, Perpy, Chipper, Perpy. Cheery, School Spirit, something or another, mascot kid. Normal fact about Normal this week. In honor of Freddy's cat, I also have a cat-related fact.
Nice.
Normal's favorite cat is Nermal. From Garfield, because their names sound alike. And he's like, I bet we'd get along. This is the closest Normal's had to another person with a name like his.
That's why representation matters in media.
Saw himself on the screen, yes?
You're telling me that you like, and you haven't tried breaching that as a way of like deepening your friendship?
I was about to say, for all the complaints that Normal has about not hanging out with Lincoln, like you have the most obvious,
you have such an in, man.
Yeah, what? Normal's just gotta give it, Lincoln
loves
Garfield.
Yeah, but who does Garfield hate?
Yeah, but
Normal.
He loves the... That's true. Ooh, you know what? It's Tess. You don't know how Lincoln's going to respond.
I don't know.
He's too nervous.
This could go either way. This could go either way for Normal if he says his favorite cat is Normal.
I mean, I think Lincoln would
appreciate. I do kind of think that maybe there was a kid in school that he went like in like elementary school named Norm L. Like his last name was Lewis or something.
Loser? Did you say his last name was Loser?
Norm Loser.
And Normal thought like Normal and Norm L, we can be best friends. And then everyone at school got a hold of that and started making fun of them for it. And then Norm L was like absolutely fucking
weirdly enough. enough, Narmal is the class president, so.
Save me. My name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, goth punk seeker of darkness who doesn't want to care anymore and is level 10.
Oh, right.
Dude, what's that like? What did you lose?
How's
it's
that
feel? So tragic.
What did they take from you?
They took so much from me. Now I'm just like a normie hack who doesn't know how to play D&D.
What's your HP
wait,
now?
That's about how the game. I was about the game. When I was level 14.
What's your
too.
HP at?
My HP is 83.
Oh. Still more than mine.
Still
happened?
More than mine, but still a lot dropped.
Wait, do I have the most HP? I have 94.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Congrats.
You big boy.
Ice cream so good. Okay. So tragic fact about Scary this week.
Tragic fact?
Yeah.
Love it.
I should have called them tragic facts all along.
Yeah,
I don't know
great.
Why.
Yeah,
I didn't. Scary realized after the departure of Willie and then also after going on TikTok and doing some of her own research that she actually does have delayed onset insult phasia. It's not a joke. It's really serious. It's a disease where when you want to say something mean to the person, you can't think of what to say until they leave.
God.
And so she realized that she has that, and it's pretty crushing, but she's gonna survive and thrive.
Dang.
I'm Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hey, dad.
Hey, big papa.
My dad fact is, oh, God.
Matt, no.
My dad fact is that Freddy's cat is a little baby.
Yeah.
Is very small, and if the cat ever, like, gets in front of me while I'm talking or anything like that, I'm going to snuggle it and be cute with it, and I'm not going to redo whatever audio. So you just have to deal with that now.
Oh, yeah. If the cat meows and any it's fan complains about cat meowing in the background, we're just shutting down a podcast. Like, 100%. This cat can do whatever it wants.
It's so beautiful. Cat's name is Temmoku. So last episode, you basically fought to get the Doodler out of the clutches of Willie Stampler. You managed to basically tackle him when he was just about to put a cuff, an Imperator collar, on the Doodler.
Is that what they're called? Imperator collars?
I called them that like once and then forgot to tell you guys because I had it written
so
down here.
Cool.
That's some Warhammer 40k shit.
That's some Warhammer shit, dog. You're holding
that's
back
some
on
Mad
us,
Max
dog.
Shit.
Yeah, sorry. Imperator collars.
Fuck, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm scared of them.
You managed to sort of beat Willie away. I know what I could have said and I didn't.
That's a wordsmith right there, folks.
You managed to get him out of there, but he swore all it takes is him finding the Doodler and putting the collar on him, and he will once again have control of the Doodler.
It's funny that all it took for me to never be scared of Willy again was him to do the Inspector Gadget, Dr. Claude.
Yeah,
exit
I'll be back.
I'll get you next time, you rascally teens.
Yep. The physical manifestation of the Doodler shrunk itself down to the size of a teenager. It is no longer in the sky. It is now an amorphous blob of teenagedom that is purple in color that you've named Dude. You were told by
but
your...
Spelled in the cool way.
Spelled
D-O-O-D.
The cool way.
D-O-O-D.
D-O-O-D. Yeah. You were told by
D-0-0.
Your...
00.
Yeah, zeros if it's sure, online. Sure.
Can I say really quick a little confession? My first email address was leetaxordude@yahoo.com.
Unironically?
Unironically spelled out in lead speak.
Shit.
That's kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I remember the first time a girl asked me what my email was. It didn't go well.
Your dad's told you that basically the plan should probably be to hide Dude somewhere where Willie cannot get to him. Because in all the realms, if Willie is in control of Daddy's, which he is, he basically has the means of transporting himself to all the realms to find you with an army of the CIA and the FBI and everybody on Earth who thinks he's a super cool dude. You then received a text from May Hales that she had received that was from Ron Stampler, who you know to be your step-grandfather, I guess, Scary.
Oh, do we hear the message?
You want to hear what it says?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Take me away.
Dear Terry, I'm sorry I could not say this letter to you in person, but as you know, I'm a very much better writer than speaker, though I excel at both. Anyways, I've been thinking about the concept of time lately. Parentheses, is it even real? And I know I can't make up for all the time I've lost with you, but I can let you know that every moment I think of you makes me very happy. I am in heaven and the business prospects are dire. Everybody seems to want everything for free. Oh, well, the only thing I could never put a number on is how much I love you and how proud I am of you. This is day 9,855 of me telling you I love you, and I mean it every time, even if time is not real. Sincerely, Ron Stampler, your stepfather.
So you are currently in what you know of as Old Earth. This is not the place you grew up. This is the place that your parents and your grandparents grew up.
Real Earth.
So real Earth, yes.
Earth Prime.
Earth Prime. The sky is dark, but no longer dark with the bulk of the Doodler's undulating body. It is dark because it's night, and you can see pinpricks of stars in the sky for the first time. You can see the moon.
Not the first time we were in space.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. For the first time in an atmospheric situation kind of thing. And you're just vibing. You're just vibing with your new friend, dude. So Grant says, heaven. Okay, well, that's cool. I didn't know there was heaven.
But wait, who is it? Grandpa Darryl's, the fuck is this guy?
Grandpa Darryl's right. There's a heaven.
What? You got a call from? Excuse me. I grab the phone and I call May Hales back.
Yeah, May Hales is still on the line.
Put it on speaker.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay.
Tell her who everyone is.
Hold on.
Courtesy.
I think I put her on mute. Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put you on speaker now. Hold on. I guess you. Hold on. Oh, I'm FaceTiming her. I'm just going to turn the volume up. Okay. Hey, hi. Did you get a message from heaven? How did you get a call? Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Turn FaceTime off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have the reception.
Killing the video because of the bandwidth.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to call her back. Hello?
This is John. You dialed the wrong number.
How do you know you're the wrong number? We haven't even said we wanted.
I hate using the phone, and I don't give my number to anyone.
This is real funny, John.
Wait, John.
Why did John? Who are you?
And why do you hate using the phone?
I'm a very private person. I don't owe you any information about myself at all. I am a police officer.
Okay.
All right, I hang up. Hold on. I can try another number here. Hello? May Hales?
Hey, what's up?
Is heaven real?
I don't know.
Well, how'd you get a message from heaven?
Yeah, from
I didn't
home.
Get a message from heaven. I got where a message from your high school.
It what? Came from our high school?
Yeah, I triangulated where the text got sent from, and it was your high school. It was
high school is kind of like heaven.
I thought high school was hell.
No.
I mean, I guess we've been to real hell, but
if heaven's a place that you go to after you've been stuck in the horrible world that is life, then high school was that, because I was stuck.
Fuck off.
What?
Fuck off.
May Hales, I'm going to call you back. We're fighting. I hang up. What's going on, guys?
Wait, why? Scary. Why you say that?
Oh my God. As much as I want to think that every thought in my head is original and beautiful and dark, it's like, it's not an original thought to think that high school sucks ass.
Oh yeah. No, that's cool. I just say for me, it was like heaven.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just trying to talk about how I hate my home life.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, okay.
Kind of a bang shot, I gotta admit.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Good
I'm
for
not
you.
Poet, like,
I'm sorry,
scary.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're sorry?
Again?
Yeah, well, yeah.
For
this.
What?
Don't stop asking her that.
Thank you for the apology.
Stop asking her that.
For that you gave to Link. Thank you for giving Link that apology. It feels nice to apologize for stuff, right?
You're welcome. Thank you for saying thank you for my apology. Okay,
well,
so what should we do? Should we go back?
I feel like we didn't have to hang up on May Hill.
You know what? That's right. I call her back.
Hey, John.
John!
How did you get this number?
I don't know. I keep pressing the same button on my phone, and you can... Wait a second.
John, one
I
time...
I roll perception.
Roll perception.
Does the name Willie Stambler mean anything to you?
I got a 6. It's Stewie Griffin, I bet.
Yes, he's the mayor. You found me out,
I refuse to believe John's the mayor. John is something we're going to call again.
Okay, yeah. We'll call John if we need a cop for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot going on. So, hey, you guys, you, I point to the dads.
Yeah?
So, well, what's the deal? Did Ron die? This is
yeah,
Ron
who's
from
Ron?
The journal, right? Ron Stable. You should know if he died or not.
Yeah, Ron died.
Okay.
Okay.
So
well,
then.
Allegedly.
I mean, but
how?
We got a phone call
yeah,
from him.
I mean, as far
how
as we
know
he died. He went on a trip. He never came back. We assume that he died.
More
okay,
details.
Well,
Ron, and frankly, of all the dads, Ron was the one the most likely to just die on a camping trip.
Well, getting.
Camping trip.
Saying.
Well, no, he was on a boating trip.
Yeah, a camping trip in the White Water Rapids.
Oh.
If he sent us a text
I thought it was
message.
In the middle of the ocean.
You know what it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
He went on a boat trip. Well, like the movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
A text message would imply he's alive, but he said he was in heaven, which would imply he's dead.
Yes.
And
but
why is it a text message if he said it's a letter?
Why is it a text message if he's an old person? They leave voicemails. None of this is adding up.
And there's John. Where does John fit into all this?
Yeah, who is John?
One time's an accident. Two times is coincidence.
Yes.
And you know what they say about coincidences?
Why do
they don't exist.
No, I think they do exist.
No, that's what they want you to think. You of all people should
know
this.
Who is they?
I don't know the people. Who is they?
Who is they? Yeah, hold on. Yeah,
hey, May Hale.
May ales?
Yes.
Who's up? They when they say like that's what they want you to think?
You got to have better questions for me.
Okay.
You got to have something more specific.
Really quick,
that.
Here's a phone number. Here, we're going to send you a phone number. Find out who this guy is.
Yeah,
we called him twice.
I want the whole.
It's a little suspicious.
I want a stack on my desk. But tomorrow morning, everything you got, surveillance, search history, the whole works.
Yeah,
do the whole works
I want
on
a
this.
Fully fleshed out three dimensional character in 30 seconds when I follow up on this.
Code name John.
Yeah. I'll have it ready for you. Sure, no problem. Not
don't
a problem.
Trust anything
because
he says.
Violation, I will have all the time I need to do all the research on this guy. So yeah, just whenever you call me back, I'll know everything there is to know about John.
And Miss Hale's important. I think he's a smart one, so don't let him know you're on to him.
I can be subtle. Okay. I have what's the word?
Hey, Miss Hales.
Yeah.
Thanks.
God damn it.
You're doing a good job.
Your family.
I forget why we called you though.
This Ron guy. Oh yeah. Well, okay. Well, this Ron guy. He says he's existing in a place without time.
Hmm.
Maybe this could be where we could hide out.
Yeah. So, dude, I turned
to
dude.
We need to all get to heaven.
I turned to dude. When you were up in the sky, because you were here and you were in Earth. And like, do you know if there is a heaven? Did you ever see a place called heaven?
I don't know what heaven is. There was a place that was up.
There's a place that was up.
Okay, but really? So like
those
it'd
trampoline
be up?
Places.
Yeah.
There'd be a place that's full of clouds and really
I couldn't. Bright. I couldn't go in, but there is an up. I tried when I was looking for friends and family. I looked through all the places I could go, like the different realms, but there was an up, and I couldn't get in there for some reason.
Oh. Well, hey, you were looking for friends.
Well, maybe you did something bad, you know?
No. You were looking for friends, and look, you found them right here.
Oh.
Yeah. So looks like your journey's ended to find friends, but just started with your friends. So that's good. Maybe the up place is heaven.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude, that I said that you did something bad. I think we've all done things that are considered.
What did I do that was bad?
No, I just
what
said
did
that.
I do?
No, okay. Never mind.
I want to know what I did.
You did nothing wrong.
Roll
ever.
Deception.
That's 16.
Oh, I'm perfect.
Exactly.
I've never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes two of us, right? Hell yeah, girlfriend.
Besties.
So one step at a time, folks.
So do we just have to? Looks like we just got to hide dude here, right?
The step one is we got to lay low with dude because Willie could get anywhere. It seems like somehow a text message got to us via our school from maybe heaven. So if we go check it out, maybe we can find a way up there. Maybe Willie can't get in. I mean, he probably can't get in. He's a bad guy. So then we could lay low. Maybe that's step one. And then we can figure out how to get dude back to wherever they came from. Or wherever, we can figure out a safer home for dude.
Can we also test? Okay, so we don't want Willie to put a bracelet on you, dude, because then he'll make you do things.
An Imperator bracelet.
Yeah, Imperator bracelet.
I don't want that.
Can we test, does it have to be around you? Like, for example, one of my other favorite, I don't know, you all like Garfield. There's another movie called Bubble Boy, which was also pretty good, where was in a bubble because the parents were scared of them getting sick and because they really love them. And when you love somebody, sometimes you do everything you can to make sure nothing can harm them.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was the last of the movie. I think that was we always stopped halfway through. I never figured out what the rest of the movie was about. But if dude's in something, if we wrap dude up, he also
in
looks kind of weird. Yeah. Or even just a person suit. If you put a bracelet on a suit, does that count as putting it on them?
I see what you mean.
If we put him in Mission Impossible
Are you really shaping the fucking one ring to a turtle and then having Frodo carry the turtle because now he's technically not the ring bearer? Is that what you're
talking
from Buffy?
I'm just asking. Can we test that? We test how a ring that
works? I
guess
you could if you had a spare cuff.
Yeah, it's not we have cuffs just lying around.
They're on our dads or on your dads. And this gentleman here named Grant Lee Wilson.
I'll also say this. You bring up a good point, Link, which is that if we're going to bring dude, and no offense, dude, but you've got kind of an eldritch vibe.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it personally, but it might set off a couple alarm bells back on the other Earth where Willie is. But we do have a giant person suit that we can put him in.
Oh,
teen. Teeny the Teen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Teeny the Teen. I don't know what I was thinking
of. What were you thinking of?
Where did I leave Teeny the Teen? Wait, where did I leave Teeny the Teen?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Is it in the goof realm?
I mean, I'm sure we could get the school to make another one, worst case.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a room that's like a Batman room that you have? I've seen it.
That's right.
I feel like you're like the Family in Blue Ruin, and you've just got Teeny the Teen stashed everywhere.
I have the only time Teeny I've heard the Teen in my house reference. In case the original Teeny the Teen ever fell into the hands
you
of
enemies. You got a Teeny the Teen in a suitcase that you open up and it like attaches onto your body like Iron Man?
Yeah, I broke my leg one time trying to turn into Teeny the Teen while I was falling through the air. It didn't go so well. All right, well, yeah, we'll go get the spare teeny out of my locker at school, and we'll dress
up. How big is your locker?
What? Is this standard size? What are you coming
with? It's a soft head teeny.
Yeah, you also fold it up, dude.
Yeah, the costume bunches up.
I'm just saying that I have.
It's big enough to hold.
How big is your, hey, how big is your locker?
I thought that was a normal size, but I can't fit any of my cosplay
in there. I
think
you got a small locker.
Yeah, big enough to stuff you inside, though, man. Oh, dude likes my mean sense of humor.
Yeah, fuck Taylor.
Oh. Hey, what the fuck?
you stupid fucking idiot.
Okay, when I say it's funny because I'm damaged, but when you say it, it's just...
I could damage myself?
No, don't do that.
Just
maybe just not be mean.
Yeah.
Taylor, scary.
Oh.
I'll kill you.
Okay, so actually, dude, we're all deciding that none of us are going to be mean, I guess.
Yeah, this is great.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to dress you up in like a cool outfit so you can...
That sounds fine.
So you blend in. Yeah.
So let's just, I guess, go back to school and get
him
in an outfit. And then
the dads
we'll...
go, okay, yeah, we can send you back to...
Teen Huddle.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, get in here.
Yeah, you're
team. And Hermie, get in here.
No, don't mind if I do.
Wait a second. I roll sense motive on Hermie. Or perception on
Hermie. Yeah, roll insight, it would be.
I got a 14. What do I perceive about him?
You can perceive that he is just as loyal to the group as he's ever been.
But he wasn't loyal to the group. He tried to betray us.
Exactly. He's exactly that amount of loyal still.
All right. Hermie, I got to be honest. I don't know what you're still doing kicking around.
You're my friends.
I roll perception again.
Insight.
I got a 6.
I'm going to roll insight.
I trust my main man, Herm.
I got a 9. I got 3+6.
Okay.
Wow. I say if we all decided that none of us are going to be mean and all of us are going to be like loyal to the group or not betray the group or whatever, then I think Hermie has just as right to be here as anybody else.
Okay, no, that's fair. And like Hermie's, we are all in this together. We're all married. And really quick, I just like for you all to know, you don't have to follow. We don't have to take each other's names. But if you don't mind, if you call me, my last name is now Kix.
Kix. Normal Kix.
Is that okay? So I mean, you're free to take that name if you want or not. Don't feel any response. You, as my spouses, do not need to take my name. But I'm now Kix.
All right. I'm going to be normal Kix. Oak Kix. Oh, no, that sounds weird. Kick Oaks?
Taylor
normal
Kicks.
Normal Oak Kicks. Normal Oak Kicks sounds pretty good.
Normal Oak Kicks. So that's offensive to the Irish. I'm not going to say it like that. So, but I was kind of wondering, what do we do with our dads? What do we do? Do we want them to come along?
Do you guys have anything to do other than kicking bricks?
Do we want to have them investigate John? Do we want them to, maybe they can try to research a way to break these collars
a good idea.
You know, I feel like we can divvy up. I don't know if we need 12 people on this job.
Yeah, I agree. They are useless to us until they are able to be at full operating combat capacity, which they are not owing to their collars. You guys have any ways of getting those things
off? Let's do a little zone of truth on them. Okay. Hey, everything you just heard, are you going to talk to Willie about it or anything?
And you've cast zone of truth at this point?
Yeah.
Lark says, fuck no.
Okay, it's just you have the callers that say you can't hurt him. I'm just wondering, like, how that works.
We can't physically hurt him, but we can hurt, you know, if he's working with other people, if he's got minions and stuff, we can fuck them up.
Is there any way you can get those callers off?
If not telling him something would hurt him, could you still not tell him it?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay, so
I'm not, like, rushing to call him right now and tell him, so I guess that seems to imply that I don't have to actively tell him.
Okay, fair, good point.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Do we want to send them to see if they can break these collars?
Yeah, okay.
Two missions for you.
Dads, we have a quest.
Well, there's two dads here, and there's this gentleman, Mr. Grant Wilson. Mr. Wilson, Lee Wilson, just letting you know that I think it's best if we just are now both adult friends. That way I can still speak to you. And these are just the boundaries I've set up. And it's okay. And you seem like a very nice gentleman, and maybe someday you'll be a good dad.
Kicks.
Just like someday I'll be a good dad.
Kicks.
Grant,
Kicks.
Stops posting bikini pictures of himself.
Kicks.
So,
that's the boundary.
Okay.
Kicks,
Lark, Mr. Lark, Mr. Sparrow, and Mr. Wilson. Lee Wilson, sorry. I hear your husband's really nice.
Yeah, he is.
Great.
So is my son.
I miss nothing. so we need you three to Why don't you say it normal? You knew what we were doing. I'm a little...
We need you to figure out a way to break out of these bracelets, both for you and in case the worst should happen with our friend Dude.
And we need the whole enchilada on this John fella.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure Mahale's on this John
and
guy.
And dig into John, just in case something goes wrong
he
with Mahale.
He hacked his phone number into Normal's phone.
Look, if I know anything, anytime there's like a case that you think's not related to the case you're on, oftentimes... it's the same case. So this John case.
Baranaz
what cases
oftentimes.
Are you working on, Link?
Well, there's the Doodler case with Willie, and now there's this John case. who's this John guy? And it feels like they're going to connect somehow.
Well, you already got May Hales onto the John true. Case, Slark
oh,
says.
We could also, could you start putting out like misinformation on like where the dude is? Like maybe just like keeping like, whoa. There's this teen that looks weird. That's like five teens in one in the Philippines. And oh, wait, I saw him in the Antarctica. How's that possible?
What's he doing over here at the research station in Antarctica? Yeah, we need disinformation.
So Spare says, so you want us to start a whisper campaign?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can do that, sure.
And do it everywhere. Well, no, don't do it everywhere but here, because sometimes the misinformation is not pointing to, like, a void can sometimes be as big of a sign as a blinking light. So, like, also say he's at school. Like, also say occasionally that he's with us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're sure you don't just want us to stay with you and like fight guys alongside you and have conversations between scenes and stuff?
Nah.
We got it from here, loser.
Okay.
But okay, you know, just being practical here, if we go back to old Earth or whatever to get the teeny costume from the high school, how are we going to get off that planet?
Well, as long as you're with us, we can go between realms and stuff. Although, as far as
I mean, we
goes,
can do that without
says,
you guys. Just back off a moment, you three. Like, it's cool. You can go to HQ.
Actually, wait, real quick, how do we go back?
We just go back to the HQ. We got, like, the meat but wall. We got lots of people to talk to.
Willie controls daddies, you moron.
How do we get from here to... How do we
They're going to help us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Change of plan. You guys have to help us.
Yeah, that was always the plan. That was always what we wanted to do, was help you.
Okay.
All right, you can come along for now, but I want you all thinking about how... to break these bonds?
Yeah, callers.
And you got to post memes that say the Doodler somewhere else.
And you got to keep
your
distance.
You're on social media.
You got to keep your distance, like, emotionally.
Like, if we go somewhere, you got to drop us off a block away so we can walk up to where we're going by ourselves.
Yeah, this is a professional relationship, and it's important that we keep the boundaries of boss
and employee.
You got to
stop saying boundaries, son. It's so weird.
Okay, well, I would appreciate if you didn't call your boss son.
Grant's just shaking his head, and Lark's like, just call him boss. Grant's like, I'm not going to call him boss. That's not going to happen.
Boss kicks.
I'm not going to do it.
Boss kicks.
Boss kicks.
Boss kicks is a Star Wars character, dude.
Sparrow says, boss kicks, that is a very good offer that you've made, and we will follow it. And Grant's like, don't call him boss kicks.
Boss kicks.
Thank you, boss kicks.
The moment he
Thank
says
you.
Boss kicks, like, Lincoln looks up to the stars. It's like, boss kicks. Like, this is his whole identity now. He is very excited about boss kicks. Okay.
All right, I can't believe I'm saying this. Let's go back to high school.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Chime Ding Dong.
What? Who's there? Ding. Hello?
It's A.
Help.
It's me, Beth, here to motivate you about budgeting
Beth,
your savings.
Where are you right now?
I don't
what do you
know.
Need?
Oh, it's so dark.
What did you hear on the way?
I heard a chime.
A chime.
Did that chime checking account tell you that you what you heard? You get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 to spot me. You're getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yes, but I'm still so scared.
Did you drive past good customer service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you drive past Chime allowing you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. Did you drive past a financial institution without a sense of community?
That's
right.
Yeah.
And
there
where
are some
has
banks
that,
out there.
If that's the case, then that means Beth is definitely not heading towards Chime, which is a financial institution with a sense of community. 60,000 fee-free ATMs, no monthly fees or maintenance fees. To date, Chime has spotted members. This is their fee-free overdraft up to $200. They've spotted members over $20 billion.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you have to. The point is that when you have a direct deposit, you know. They know it's coming, so sometimes, you know, the timing for your bills and stuff gets weird,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit, and when you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit, just like in Mario Kart. Set up a direct deposit into your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in Spot Me. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using Spot Me. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/daddies. That's chime.com/daddies. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes in the air. When I got some flowers in the air as well, and it's nice to be able to smell the flowers and not cat poop. And I can do that thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, 1 6-pound bag, works up to a month, and it's got the color-changing technology. Not just for cereals and novelty mugs when you're on vacation. Now your kitty litter will change color due to environmental circumstances. In this case, the pH level of your cat's piss, which can tell you things about potential illness in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out because I can open my door and there's a big old bag of kitty litter right there. I don't have to lug it from my very far garage over to my place. I'll have to bring out my old grocery cart to move the Pretty Litter.
And you love that grocery cart, so this is extra convenient.
Extra convenient. Just a great low tracking and an interesting kitty litter, because most kitty litters, you don't get information by looking at it.
Yeah,
that's what Pretty Litter offers. Pretty Litter offers a visual experience to all who experience it. Pretty Litter is amazing. Although, to be fair, if you do see the crystals change color, like, you know, get, sorry, taking that cat to a vet.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, on. The Pretty Litter does not come with the vet that will fix your cat.
No, that's your job. That's your job as the cat owner. Pretty Litter, though, amazing. You gotta try it. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I really like how you said that. This is really cool.
A little while later,
really put a capper on this whole situation. Loved it.
A little while later, you find yourselves back on the Earth that you grew up on, New Earth, and
Neo Earth. Come on,
how do we get here?
Yeah, how do we portal through? Like,
the dads have little portal devices that they have that allow them to go back and forth. They never use the meat wall; they just use their portal.
Can they give them to us?
Yeah, they could.
Hey, give those to us.
No.
I'm Boss Kicks.
Yeah, hey, listen. Listen, fella. This is Boss Kicks you're speaking to. That's no sir.
Roll persuasion.
Advantage because I'm their boss.
Yeah, you get advantage for being Boss Kicks.
Okay, good, because my first was a 4. Fuck. God damn it, at 9.
Sparrow says, Boss Kicks, I appreciate that you are in a position of authority over us, but I think it's probably smartest if we hold on to these because we're more used to them.
Now
it's,
listen,
they're better in our
now
hands.
You listen, this is going to come up in your performance review.
What if we get back to school and everybody's whispering, that's Boss Kicks in the hallway.
Sorry, Boss Kicks never drinks with the customers.
Oh, God.
All right, so we're at school.
You're at school.
Boss Kicks runs the best watering hole in all of Casablanca.
Boss Kicks sticks his neck out for nobody.
Kicks, hide me, Kicks.
Hey, Miss Hale, can you, like, get some extra portal guns for us?
I could probably make some. Oh, yeah, I also learned some stuff about John.
Yes.
Oh,
what do you got?
Ooh.
I've got this recording from him. I called him, and he went, this is John. John. John, the count of three, you'll be hearing from Scatman!
No!
No!
We knew it. We knew something was up with John.
Was that it? Is that the whole message?
Yeah, that was it. He seemed to be really happy about the scam likely gag, and he just kind of...
Wait a second. No, the perception on May Hales' voice.
Okay, go for it.
I got a 20. Is it scam likely?
Oh, you got me again!
Son of a bitch!
What did you do with Miss Hale?
Where's Miss Hales?
She's probably still at Daddy's. I just rerouted your phone.
Wait, so are you John, or did you just trick us into thinking that...
No!
So he hears voice whining from the phone.
Wait, so here's my question, though. Mm-hmm. Was the scam that he was John, or is the scam that we thought we were going to find out who John was, and the scam likely...
Yeah, I think John's still out there somewhere.
Call John.
I broke the phone. I can't.
I call John.
How do you call John? You
I have a phone,
number.
Too. I'm a teen. I got a phone. You're not the only one with a phone, normal.
Dude, Matt fucking bangers this episode. I'm a teen. I got a phone.
This is John. What was the new number? What is this?
Hey,
this is boss. My number hey, around. This is boss. Kicks. Let him know who you are.
Scam likely?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Now I know the whole situation. Oh. All right. Well, thanks.
I liked the character I made. He was a well thought out character. That
I
you
break Link's phone.
About.
We no! can't. We can't let him trace us.
Normal.
Link, he's
you
gone.
Broke. Okay. I'm going to hang on to this feeling, and we'll talk about it later.
What feeling?
We broke my phone.
But we can't be tracked. We're getting traced. Here. Go get a burner phone. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Okay. Next time, just
are
tell
we breaking things now?
What?
Dude, just phones when people are tracing us.
Yes.
So all phones should be broken. And he takes Scary's frown and he breaks that and he goes,
Taylor. Oh my God. Taylor.
No, that's good thinking. He could be tracing you on your phone too,
Taylor, give me your phone.
Damn it, no.
Taylor. Give me your phone.
Taylor, you got to give him
you
your phone.
Do
give me your phone,
Hurry,
Taylor.
You have a phone?
Good luck with this. And it's a Nokia brick. It's one of those fucking Nokia. It's got snake on it.
He eats it.
God damn it. And he gets exactly one unit taller.
Yeah. His girth increases a little bit. Hermie goes, I don't need a phone. I speak with the birds.
Oh.
No. What?
Oh, weird.
Like
the dude that goes, give me your
Twitter?
Phone, and he goes, okay.
It's called X now, not the birds.
Yeah. Hermie gives up his phone, and the dude that breaks that one, too.
Okay. Well, he accomplished a lot today.
Yeah.
We're in a much better situation now than we were.
No, exactly. So now the dads are like, well, now you have to keep us around. How are you going to get in contact with us
shit.
Otherwise?
Oh, shit. Okay.
And now they're just going to trace you guys. You guys got to break your phones, too.
Everyone, phones on the table.
Phones in, come
oh
on.
Oh, my God. So they all put their phones on the table. And
dude, break them.
They smash them each with the palm of their hand. They are all obliterated. And the dude goes, cool, we're all friends now.
Yeah.
We're besties.
Isn't it nice to just have conversations
just
again?
In the moment.
Just live in the moment yeah. again, you know?
Wow, that's a lot of guys, he says, looking at the school. Oh. The school seems to be bustling with activity. In addition to the regular amount of students that you see a lot of security officers. You see a lot of people inspecting bags,
uh-oh.
Throwing back people's hoodies to check their faces.
Mm.
It seems like they're looking for somebody. If you'd like to roll perception, you can see a sign on the wall.
Yes.
Or a little poster on the wall.
Oh, that's a natural 20 on
I
the most
a,
worthless
I three,
thing.
I got a three. I just
got a seven.
Everyone got 11. Low numbers. We can't read the sign, huh?
It was far away.
So
I get closer to it.
Not only did I see the sign, but it opened up my mind. I saw the sign.
Wow.
From a distance, you can see a picture that says, warning, if you see any of these five people, please report them to the school immediately. They are led by Taylor Swift, and it just shows a picture of Taylor Swift holding a sword, and his picture is bigger than everybody else, and then the other four are the rest of you.
Shit, I've been
made. I cast Disguise Self.
Ooh, there you go.
All right, what do you look like now?
I look so cool.
You look just like Taylor.
Just like Thomas Crown Affair. They can't catch us if we're all Taylor.
I look like Pierce Brosnan.
Hell yeah. But a teen.
Wait. Young Pierce Brosnan or old Fox Pierce Brosnan?
Young Pierce Brosnan.
Because if you were old Fox Pierce Brosnan, we could sneak you in as faculty.
Damn.
Young Pierce Brosnan.
I think Scary is of the height where young... Yes. Pierce Brosnan makes the most sense.
Though it could just be old Gray Fox.
Old
Pierce Brosnan,
short King. Short King. Short
okay.
Fox.
Okay, yeah. I'm sneaking in as faculty, baby.
Okay.
Cool.
What are the rest of you going to do?
I guess we're just
going
to wait till you just got to go get the teeny.
Hold on. Wait. Oh. Here's what we'll do. What's your code name?
My name is GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
Cool.
What's your last name?
Bond.
GoldenEye Bond.
That's pretty
here's
cool.
Here's the thing.
That's what old people use for their joints.
So you're Mr. Bond.
Yes.
GoldenEye Bond. Wait, hear me out. Bond, you can sneak in, get to Normal's locker, extract the teeny suit that he has in there so that we can elite, you know what I'm saying? We don't need to all go in just to get the suit. And then you can maybe scrounge up other disguises for us.
Okay. Like from the drama department.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is Hermie on the list?
No.
Hermie is on the sign. It's all five of you.
Hermie can disguise himself, right?
Isn't Hermie goes, thing? Who? Me? And you turn around and he just looks like a completely nondescript teenager that you've never seen before.
Where'd Hermie go? Who's this kid?
Exactly.
Who is this guy?
Oh, sorry. No, it's me. It's me, Hermie. And he washes off some of his makeup to show the Joker makeup beneath. And he goes, it's me. It's me.
Hermie and GoldenEye will sneak into the school, get the teeny the teen outfit, reconnoiter, and then we can all get in and get the doodler to heaven.
I hate to be... Just throwing it out there as an idea amongst the five of us, the bosses of this company. There are probably places with less security that we could get costumes. Not to like turn it all around, but like there's a lot of people they're looking for us. Like we could go to like Party City.
What is Daddy's headquarters of Spirit Halloween now that the mayor is running?
Go to Spirit Halloween. She's gonna go in to get the teeny the teen outfit anyway.
But so like we could just get like a, you know.
Where's the nearest Spirit Halloween?
Grant is checking his phone and he goes, guys, it's kind of
what phone?
What? Hey, put that.
He goes, I have a burner. I wasn't going to give you my only
phone.
Excuse
me. Dude, you know what to do.
I'm going to show you that. Oh, give me. And the dude holds out his hand to Grant, and Grant, he's going to roll intimidation on Grant. He got a 14. Grant's going to roll opposed. Grant got a 16. He goes, no, dude, I'm going to show them what I saw on my phone. It's more important that I have a phone,
and then,
dude.
And then Taylor leans over and is like, you can break it after he shows us.
Yeah, I'm going to break it after he shows you.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, because we're going to do it.
Anyway, I looked online, like, you're America's Most Wanted right now, and he shows you the FBI.
The episode of America's Most Wanted. Yeah. John Stossel.
I'm John Walsh. And if you thought these four teens at Hermie the Unworthy look like they may have had a normal day at school, but normal is actually the biggest problem of all. And it like crash zooms on normal.
What did I do?
That's what you say in the dramatization.
They got some fucking dramatization.
I will tell you what he did.
It's got dramatization where it's just like completely different actors for all of us.
Yeah.
These are adults.
Okay. So yeah, currently you're being sought everywhere, and okay. he starts flipping through news pages, and you can see that there are checkpoints on the road. The entire city is in lockdown, basically. It's like a dystopian Willy's in charge of everything kind of a setting.
Fair enough.
So the world's a Spirit Halloween.
Dang.
Okay.
How can we disguise ourselves? I have a catboy outfit, but I don't know if it's sufficient to disguise me entirely.
So I think we can all agree that the easiest way is for Scary to go in as Pierce Brosnan and get us all.
And Hermie going
with her.
It's the
most straightforward way.
Yeah. Okay, you could be like a new dad bringing your new teen to the school.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
This is my son, and I'm faculty. It's so embarrassing for him.
Oh, good. That's hard.
That's great.
This is great. Yeah. This is great. This will work. Let's go up to the metal detector.
Okay, wait, everyone, get your weapons out and put it into this hole that I dug.
Well, we should all go in the hole. We have to hide.
Okay.
And our weapons.
The four of us have to hide.
All right, well,
we can't be
second.
Seen.
I need to make a bigger hole.
Use your nature roll.
Yeah, baby!
That's right.
Style. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
The nature boy.
That's right, Taylor's the
nature boy.
You know, I bet you, I don't have a costume, but I bet you if I just like held a tennis racket, they wouldn't, because like I'm the soccer guy.
11 plus 2.
So, like, they would be like, that can't be Link.
11 plus 2.
Get in the hole, Link. 13. Okay.
With a 13, you have a hole big enough for everybody
to
lay in.
But check this out. I have hide in plain sight. I can spend 1 minute creating camouflage for myself from naturally occurring materials. Once I'm camouflaged, I can press myself up against a solid surface and get a plus 10 bonus to stealth checks. So while they're in my hole that I dug quickly,
you're on top of us.
I'm off to the side, or am I?
We're like a trapdoor spider.
It's just a bush to the left. It's like there's a trench and then like an azalea bush. And
okay, are you also sneaking in, or are you just doing this just to do it?
I'm hiding. In my camouflage.
And the bush hides
Fuck me, dumb question for me.
Can't think of the bush hides the hole better. Like the bush is in front of the hole, so it's harder to see the hole.
For 1 minute.
But here's the thing, Anthony. That's not a bush.
That's me.
That's Taylor.
This is a Freddy.
Oh, no. I'm just spending 1 minute. Wait, listen to me. The bush does hide the hole.
What a horrific statement.
I'm spending 1 minute just to create
That's
the
what it's for, right? To make me miss?
Really quick. I'm in
for my holes with no bush.
When I'm camouflaged, if I press against any solid surface, I get a plus 10 to stealth. That's what it
great,
is.
Great. Cool. I like it when there's a bush covering the hole. I'm a feminist.
A big old bush, like back in the when the school was in the 1970s.
Back in the 70s, this school had a lot more foliage.
Okay. So, Hermie and Scary are going to head towards the front where there are two armed guards and a metal detector.
And an azalea bush that's listening in.
Off to the side, there's an azalea bush covering a hole.
With us.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Bonds. Just checking in with my son.
Hi, Dad, don't call me your son. It's embarrassing.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you suck. I mean.
Wow. Wow. Right in front of new people, huh?
No, I just meant that's your name, Sucky.
Sucky. Sorry, yes, my name is Sucky Bond.
poor kid.
So yeah, just do the metal detector on us so we can get to class. Me to teach it and Sucky to learn.
Go ahead and roll deception.
Okay. Fuck. Do I get advantage because I have disguise self?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So with advantage, that's a 3?
No. So the two guards at the front go, who are you again? Exactly. We don't have anything on here for a new teacher coming. There's nobody on the roster.
Oh, yeah. I'm here to interview.
You're here to interview for the teaching position. Then why did you bring your son?
Because he supports me in what I do.
guys, this is my emotional support.
Guys,
this is my emotional support son.
Guys, this is start crying.
Some people are like, that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the opposite of that. But I defy the norms.
Guys, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. Should I go in? So, Am I moving in?
I shoot the human gun.
Okay, so a naked version of Grant?
Yes.
Flies out of the bush.
I shoot it like over them, over the school.
Okay, like towards the interior of the school?
Like over the guards. I'm essentially just trying to create a distraction.
Okay, so yeah, that's going to cause a distraction for sure as a naked human body flies over them.
So scary as Bond says, this is taking too long. Not that I'm being suspicious by going in anyway, but I just am.
Okay, so a naked body flies over to the two guards, and you go, this is taking too long, and you start walking forward. So I'm going to have them roll perception to see if they can stop you.
I whisper into the gun, I say you want to go to school, and I shoot another human right at the door.
Okay, so immediately a second human flying at them. One of them gets on the microphone and goes, we're under attack. We're under attack. Somebody's throwing people at us. I feel like they get advantage now for their perception against you.
Damn it.
So yeah, 16. So you try to walk in and one of them stops you and goes, you're a part of this, aren't you? What the fuck is this? And they draw their guns.
Oh my gosh.
I come out of the hole.
Wait, there's
no normal door.
Wait, there's only one way to save this. Fellas, TikTok prank.
You got
TikTok.
2 seconds to describe
go
that.
Go for it.
We just say it's all a prank, bro.
Boom, shakalaka, you just got prank McDanked by me, Normal, the rude prank teen. I say, mugging into, I don't have a phone.
You just revealed yourself.
I'm holding up a rock, and I'm going to try to use sleight of hand to pretend that it's a phone.
All right,
that they,
first roll sleight of hand to pretend that your rock is a
phone.
We were
the distraction.
What?
Well, they saw Normal. They're going to come after you, so they'll
leave. I got a 10.
All right, sure, it kind of looks like a phone.
And I go, whoa, what a zany prank.
Roll deception.
I got a 12 on my performance.
Okay, so when the security guards see Normal, they stand up at attention, having seen one of the most wanted people on the entire planet.
Oh!
Immediately, the two of them go, Normal's here! Normal's here!
Uh-oh.
It's Normal!
Link stands up and says, yeah, come get us. And then I shoot the rest of the 4 bullets at them.
So
and
I'm hoping
roll
4 ranged
attacks. Scary will just run into the school now.
Yeah, okay. I think we will.
The disguises.
Roll 4 ranged attacks.
Well, yeah, now we're going to really need them, Will, because now they're chasing us.
Roll 4 ranged attacks, Matt. You also notice that as this is happening, dude begins to slowly stand up, his purple form undulating in the morning light.
A 10.
Miss.
A 10.
Miss.
Ooh, a 22.
Hit.
And a 19.
Hit. Okay,
you got shot with a naked human body?
Yeah, man, so both of them get hit by a human naked body, and they take I think it was 2d10 damage.
Yeah.
And they fall to the ground prone. The bodies then dissolve into hair and fingernails and stuff like that. So as they're about to get up, dude goes, guys, I have an idea. And he goes over to the bodies and he puts his hand into their mouth and he goes, oh, this is going to hurt. And he sucks the moisture out of their bodies.
Whose bodies?
The two guards. You see their bodies begin to grow desiccant.
Whoa, no, dude,
All the blood rushes out of them up into his hands and into his body. Their eyes shrivel like two grapes left out in the sun.
Called raisins.
Yeah, that is correct. You're right. They're like raisins now. All of their skin goes sallow and horrible, and they die right in front of you horribly. They are screaming.
Waving to Scary and Herbie like, cool.
And then really quick, do they just like turn into dust and then blow away in the wind?
It's like an old dried husk of a grasshopper or something like that.
Oh,
where like,
okay.
If you push them a little bit too hard, then they would break and turn
into
dust.
Does the wind pick up and then they just like kind of flit away? As
Dude goes, oh, gotta make sure. And then he smashes them on the ground and that turns, into dust and their dust gets blown away in the wind.
Well, that's how I want to go.
I did it. I solved the problem.
Okay, you want to do it?
Good job, dude. Just run. Leave. We're going to run now.
Okay, where are we running?
We just gotta get away from here because they're all gonna come after us.
Okay, good idea. Well, let's go.
Let's not. He's experimenting with his new body. Let's not Let's just take a breath and we'll talk about it in a calm way. We'll talk about it in a calm way, normal.
Okay.
This is like
so
a baby.
All of you except for Scary and Hermie run.
Wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Taylor stays put. Taylor okay. is the most camouflaged he's been true. This Either. Whole fucking campaign. If you think I'm moving and breaking my cover now, you got another thing coming, buddy.
Okay, great.
Do we have, like, coordinates for where this message came in? We just have to explore
yes,
the school,
you do,
right?
You do have coordinates, actually.
Wait, okay. Are you guys running away from the
school? It was in
the
cafeteria.
Are you guys running away from the school or are you running into the school?
Okay.
We are getting pursued. I'm assuming that when Normal jumped up and revealed himself, they are going to pursue us.
Yeah.
And are there multiple? I'm assuming there's not just these two. Like, did we kill all the security guards? Are
there are more security guards here.
So the security guards are literally running at us from the school.
Correct.
Okay. My vote would be that we run into the school because we're trying to get to heaven. And
yes,
we're trying to get through whatever thing is going
to
hopefully be
there. Do we want to run through them or do we want to scream? I can scream stinky so that we create a rendezvous point, the stinky bathroom that nobody wants to go in. Because Hermie and Scary need to know where they're going to meet us.
I see. So we lead the guards away from the school.
Hide, and then try to sneak back in to meet with Hermie. And
that sounds great. I love that. Okay.
Right. We got to lose them. It's like a soccer move. You, like, stretch the defense, and then you make a hole.
Sounds great. Let's go.
Okay.
So first, let's stick
with... So Mr. Gameplay Man, decide how our stealth... How do we avoid this group?
Well, it sounds like a chase. Because they're going to run out and they're going to see you.
Yes. It's like one of those car chases where then you turn the car into a little alley.
Oh,
and the other
that's
zoom
what we're trying
by,
to do.
And then we're like,
they drove right past. But then, surprise, there's one right behind you.
No, don't give him ideas.
So first, we're going to do Hermie, Taylor, and Scary.
That's right. I forgot Taylor's
hiding. Wait, is Taylor with them or just sitting
He's
out of the
Taylor,
Taylor,
Taylor, Taylor,
Taylor, Taylor is a third party here.
Yeah.
We have two parties here. We have Taylor on his own as a bush.
Taylor gear solid.
Taylor
over here.
Gear solid, yep. And then everyone else on it. So I think you resolve me separately, I think.
Yes, okay. So Hermie and Scary walk into the school, and Hermie's like, I always knew it'd be the two of us at some point. Hermie and Scary, back at it again. You know? Perfect little gruesome twosome, little duo, dynamic duo.
Okay. Let's just go to... Oh, fuck. Do you remember which locker is Normal's?
I do not remember that.
It's probably the one with all the stickers on it.
It's probably a gross one with a bunch of stickers
on it. When in doubt, follow your nose.
I guess we should start sniffing like a couple bloodhounds.
Okay.
Give me a stinky locker.
Let's find the stinky locker. I'm going to roll my perception.
It's going to be like, you know, there's like little vents at the top. It's just going to be like foam being pushed out of it.
I got a 10.
I got an 18. Don't worry, my love. I mean, sorry, my friend. I'm sorry, my friend.
Somewhere just, Normal senses a disturbance, of course.
Just call me Dad so that I don't like get out of character or whatever.
Yes.
I'm not as good of an actor as you.
Yes. Sorry, my lovely dad. And he follows his nose like
hey,
bloodhound.
Hey, what's this freshman doing sniffing my locker?
Never mind me, just trying to find my own locker.
Hey, young man, have some respect.
Oh, hey, whoa, sorry, sir.
The incredible
well, that was easier than I thought.
Yeah. Apparently, you didn't even have to roll for it.
A bully who respects authority.
What
love
is
it
when, like, what is it when, like, instead of yes and, it's like yes, but no. Like, yeah. I'm just going to roll over.
So you find Normal's locker, which is reeking of sweat and foam.
Oh, God. Is it, like, leaking onto the locker below it? And the one
a little bit. There's a little drippy drip of sweat.
God, Normal.
Of dirty brown sweat.
I don't know sweating in there. I haven't been in this locker in weeks.
It just soaked up so much from the costume.
I don't sweat in my locker. What do I...
The costume.
The costume's in there.
Oh, okay.
You're putting the costume in damp, dog.
So,
oh, there's going to be mold in this.
Yeah, that thing's road hard, put away wet, if you know what I mean.
Fungi and mold in this thing.
He's like, well, this is the locker, but I don't have his combination or a key or anything.
Okay, what would Normal's combination be? How many numbers is it again?
It's going to be three numbers.
Of course, as I remember, because I have a locker. Three numbers.
Freddie, you just say that. Just pretend to be the bully that knows the... Hey, you guys try breaking the Normal's locker? We all of us know how to do it.
Oh, yeah? How do you do it?
Yeah, he's such a loser. His combination's the
day,
date
month,
that
the school
and
year
the
school
was founded.
Oh, boy!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boy!
They just got up and hugged each
shit,
other.
We just fucking made eye contact and said at the same time, and I've never felt fucking more powerful in my life.
Oh, that's
my
the most sensual thing that's ever happened in this apartment.
I think he may have outdone Foot Evangelion.
Holy shit.
Thanks, sir.
I'm a little turned on, I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, I'm fully torqued right now, dog.
Roll for Kinsey scale. Hermie goes, thank you, sir. month, the day, and the year, and et voila! And inside is a horribly, horribly still stinky Teeny the Teen costume. What else might be in there, Normal?
Oh, you know, there's like a pack of gum. There's a bunch of my old homework in there.
1,000 Pop-Tarts.
There's it's 1,000 Pop-Tarts. And then there's another kid that gives me a toaster strudel every day at school.
There's a kid in there?
There's 400
Please
laser pointers.
Kill me. Kill me.
I'm the original TV.
I was originally a character who was a man, and Normal murdered me and made me fictional.
Oh my god. Well, you're
no,
free now.
No, that's not in there. That's silly. That's just our DM being silly. Everyone normally murder anybody.
Yeah.
400 laser pointers you're trying to flip.
Huh? No, stop trying to make the laser pointer thing happen.
I love laser pointers.
Maybe that's yeah, a but not normal. No, he's that's got Taylor. Like a calendar up there that's like...
It's just him. It's just 12 months of Teeny to Teen in different
yes,
poses.
Yes, it's all the calendars.
All self-made that like fucking like... printforus.com or whatever the
exactly.
fuck.
I was trying to raise money and I couldn't sell any of them because it was all just pictures of Normal in the
you
team.
You have like every
outfit.
Yearbook that's ever happened for school. Like all the research.
A lot of yearbooks. Normal zine is in there.
Love it.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's get this costume. Why don't you be the one that touches it, Normal? I mean,
Ernie. Oh, okay.
Great.
Gets his arms around it.
Okay, and now we're headed towards the stinky bathroom. Whose idea was this?
It was, and then you hear a guard going, "It's Link! It's Link!" That's how we transition with
love
somebody yelling the name.
Love it.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
What, never gone.
What,
well,
what is
not
outside?
not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer, or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson, when I was like bike riding age, and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college. You know who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from
oh
space.
My God.
Whoa.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids age 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding
me? Look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt is the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got to...
That's the problem, is that screens made them...
Oh my God,
really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens, so you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Oh. And like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things? You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You were now then by like age 4.
KiwiCo
you're
does
like, I've already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. Oh, it must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
do
it. Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of
moms
these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you.
doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And so you are now running from a group of three guards, all of whom are armed, all of whom have their hands on their pistols. What are you going to try to do to lose them?
Can we hold our turn until Freddy as a bush lights a fire somewhere and creates a distraction?
A distraction from artist? There's a small fire somewhere else. Where are the dads? Are the dads with us?
The dads are with you.
Actually, they're also running.
Yes.
So we're all running.
We just need
to... got portal guns. We zap a portal somewhere. We jump through that portal. They follow us through the portal. And then bing, bang, boom. There's like 12 portals on the other side. But we are in the portal that went back to the school and we close it behind us.
Ooh. Yes, I like that. They zap a portal. We go in. And then when we're in that new realm, they zap like 40 portals. And we go in one. And then when they come out, they go, which one are they going?
Because of the time dilation, by the time they get through the portal... we've already set up a bunch of portals.
Dude, you know what's crazy? If you do a bunch of the portals, you can fucking stack that time dilation and all their loved ones will be dead by the time they get back. Like you curse them to fucking come back the same age they are, but it's like 400 years in the future, dog.
That's what we want to do.
Okay, so you're going to have Lark shoot a portal to where? Where would you like to
anywhere,
shoot to?
It doesn't matter.
Anywhere
where.
But here. But it's got to be somewhere that goes faster than here, slower than here.
So back to Old Earth.
Yeah, Old Earth will work because then it's slower here than it is on Earth.
And we're doing this as we're running. And the moment we go in, shoot as many portals as you can. We all hold hands so we don't go in the wrong portal together. Just shoot a ton of portals and then we'll all jump in one. And that one that we jump into needs to come right back here.
So Lark says, yeah, okay, I'll make just one portal that comes back here and the rest I'll send to hell.
Love it.
Perfect.
Okay, great. So he shoots a portal into the ground in front of you. You all jump in. The surprised guards behind you see that that happened. They follow you in. For you, it's been about a day later.
Oh, so we've had a day there.
You've had a day to set
and
up.
It's only been seconds on Earth.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so great.
He spends the day just sort of trying to, like, should I approach my maybe son about this stuff? Should we have a conversation? Like, you know, things are pretty intense right now, but we actually have a moment of respite. So he's like, hey, Normal, how you holding up?
Hey, Lark, what's up? Uncle Lark?
We're just wondering how you're holding up.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, how's the portals going?
It's going good. I just wanted to thank you for calming me down about any nods over it, dude. And he says, when I was going to, you know, and he makes a finger gun with his hands.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that worked. You know, I'm glad you didn't kill me or anything like that.
I was never going to kill you. I was just going to kill
Okay, kill well, him. You know, but yeah.
I was curious if you still had the sun.
The sun.
Yeah, the sun you stole from Aaron O'Neill in the forest.
Where did we put the sun? One of us still has it, I'm pretty sure.
We made it small, right?
You made it small, you put it in a box.
Hey, I can't help but notice that you're asking about the sun.
Yeah, sure, you can be part of this conversation.
Well, I wasn't part of it, but now you're asking
Sorry, that's
suspicious
boss
questions.
Fucking kicks to you, my man.
I'm hearing suspicious questions.
No, I not for me, for you. Like, I felt like it just might be a worthwhile trump card to use in case you need to, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess now that the Doodler's gone, we should probably give the sun back to this world. You know, I've never seen this.
Oh, we should. Actually, while we're here, we can just go to the forest and do that real quick.
We just yeet it back up into the sky, don't we? Like,
I'm going to cast Zone of Truth on him.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say, so why do you want us to get the sun? Charisma saving throw.
He succeeded then because he won a 16.
So he can lie.
He goes, in case you need it as a trump card that you could, you know, threaten everybody with it to blow up the whole world or whatever, or just blow something. It's a useful weapon to have. That's all I'm saying.
Normal, what do you think?
I don't need it.
I feel like let's give the sun back to the people. You know, like, and I've never seen. Have you ever seen blue sky before?
No,
was it? Oh shit,
pretty cool. But do we need to do it now? But
do we need?
Do we need to do it now? Can we just maybe like get the rest of our group in on this? I don't know. I'm like a little suspicious. Not suspicious. I just don't. Like, do we need to add another thing to the things we're doing?
Well, Scary's got the sun anyway, so let's put it on the list. We need to give the sun
back.
Yeah,
let's put it on the list. We'll put it on the list, yeah. Okay?
Okay, just we can just hurl it up really hard, and I think it'll work.
Hey, we said we'll do it.
Okay.
So it's like, chill.
All right, well, I'm waiting.
Okay, well, why don't we just put the next portal in? Or you guys can finish your conversation.
I already put in, like, 15 portals to hell and then one to go back.
Okay, well, let's put, like, another 50 in there.
All right, fine. I'll go do that.
We got a lot of time.
I'll go do that, then fine.
Okay.
Hey, Blake, okay. Do you want to, like...
What?
Never mind.
No, what's up?
I
we got time.
Just your dad's kind of over there. It's, I mean, Mr. Link Wilson.
Mr. Lee Wilson.
I mean, maybe you want to, you know.
Is there something we need him to do?
I don't know. He seems real sad.
Well, sometimes your employees are sad and you just don't need, okay. Hey, Mr. Lee Wilson.
He immediately, his face brightens and he stands at attention almost. Like, he leaps to his feet and he goes, yeah, what's up, boss kicks?
Yeah, me and Normal here realize that you look a little sad.
Yeah, my son won't talk to me.
Wow, that sounds like something that only a great boss like Mr. Boss Kicks can deal with. And also, I see that Sparrow Oak seems to be having some problems, so I'm just going to make sure he's okay while you're doing that. Okay, hello, Mr. Oak, and I walk away.
Sir, look, I understand. This is a little tough conversation for me, both as your boss and as your one son that you no longer will talk to.
I'll talk to you. You won't talk to me. My son wouldn't.
Oh, I am talking
to you. Mr. Boss, you are talking to me, Boss
Kicks. Yeah, like I said, I just think that... I respect you as a man and as a fellow human being, and maybe just the whole baggage of being son and father was just getting a little rough there. So I just feel like the best way I can still keep you in my life, is we just accept that we are just two grown adults who have done some things and we'll do more things. And some of those things have been bad. Some have been good. And that's just what I need right now.
So Grant scratches his chin.
Because as a son, I might have a lot of feelings.
Sure.
As a man. With just another man, I can accept your flaws.
Okay. So Grant nods and goes, I understand that. I just thought, something just occurred to me. Hey, dude.
Yeah?
Why did you kill those two guys?
Because I love you so much and I wanted to protect you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. That's it. But yeah, happy.
Sounds
to be.
Like a lot of us have made really tough decisions when we've loved somebody.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's really tough being a grown-up.
Yeah, it is.
I understand. Ooh, man, I can't imagine when I have my own kids. It's probably pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, it's very hard. It's the hardest thing there is.
Link does one of those things where he's like, pat him on the shoulder.
Like a good, strong man pat.
Yeah, and then just backs away. He's like, anyways, good talk.
Good talk, sir. Good talk, sir. And he holds out his hand for a handshake.
And I shake his hand.
And he...
And I turn away so he can't see my face.
Okay.
One last question. Not to get too much into, you know, house life, but how's your husband doing?
Husband's doing good. Really well.
Tell him I love... I mean, tell your boss respects him as a man.
I will do that, sir.
Okay.
So
another handshake? Too weird?
No, the handshake is good.
But another handshake.
He handshakes you with both hands. He's okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I walk away. But I'm still holding his hands for a moment. So I'm kind of like pulling him, but then I let go.
Okay, great.
All right, got a lot to do.
So what are you going to do with the sun and all that stuff?
We're saying Scary has it.
Yeah.
Oh, Scary has it.
But it's been added to the quest list is to give the sun back. Yes.
Yeah, this is a side quest, and like the level right now is like very low, and you're like, I don't want
to. I don't know if I need to go back and do that.
It's a green color
one. This was a quest
one.
From a couple levels ago.
Yeah, it's not going to be the
reward possibly. It's not worth the XP. The fucking gun
I have. We're such
now
a cool group of gamers. Yeah, about a day later, you hear, whoa, and the three guards come in.
But we're gone.
But you're gone.
How many portals do they see?
They see
50. Some portals.
50.
One of them has a sign that says, not this one.
But that's the one.
No, it's not.
It's not the one.
They would think that's the ultimate.
I feel like you should roll like 100-sided dice to see if they do, by accident, get the fucking right one.
Well, they'll probably split up.
Oh, I guess, yeah. They
don't
get
give
three.
Him help! Let Anthony make his own mistakes.
If you had gotten 100, they would have found the right portal to get back home. They rolled a 95.
Ooh.
Okay.
So what does happen is once you get back to the school... Uh-oh. A portal opens and a single magical speaking stone comes out and plops and hits the ground next to you.
I pick up the speaking stone. Hello? Is this John?
No, so
you hear. If you're hearing this, then I've somehow managed to get a speaking stone back to where
original home was. It's been years. Me and my two fellow guards have spent years jumping from portal to portal trying to find our way home.
Normal, turn it off. We can't handle this guilt.
No,
my family.
Handle the guilt. You don't want to know.
I took this job as a guard to pay for my sick daughter.
No, Normal, it's like one of those links that you get, like, gory video, don't watch it, like, oh. I should watch it, you gotta just turn it off.
I just need you to find my wife and tell her that I love her. I don't know how long it's been. It must have been years back home as well. It's been years and years.
I try to grab the stone from him.
I shot back, it's right here.
No, I grab the stone from him.
Once again, this is a recorder.
We were on the other side.
I want to grab the stone.
We're on the other side that says it's not here.
I want to grab the stone.
Just give this recording to my family. I would make sure to tell the families of the other two guards.
Anthony, DM, I am making a request.
What do you do?
You throw it. Can I grab the stone?
Yeah. Opposed sleight of hand.
22.
All right, so you probably grab it.
Oh, I got a 19.
Close, but no cigar.
I grab it, and I just chuck the speaking stone as far as I can. I go, just like that, your guilt. We can't, Normal. There's too much to hang on to right now.
His wife wanted it. We had a message for his wife.
Normal. Please, one thing at a time. I can't handle it. Otherwise, I'll start crying too.
We
gotta get to the stinky bathroom. That's our only chance. The wife is just collateral damage. Just
We'll fix it later. And
those
then
firefighters
another little
had
subquest
wives.
Pops up on my radar, and it's get this guy back to Earth.
Okay, so as you head back into the school, you can see a bunch of black SUVs pulling up. It's screeching to a halt outside in the parking lot leading to the school.
What is Taylor up to this whole time?
Sneaking in the back door.
So Taylor has the blueprints of the school and the electrical setup. So he's going to cut power to the outer perimeter, the electrified fences, the metal detectors, all of that. He's going to irrevocably
roll
cut
stealth.
+10.
+10.
2 + 5 + 10.
So 17. 17. Okay. Yeah. You managed to do it.
+5 and +10.
Yeah. Dude. The one time the ranger thing is going to play, I'm going
to
do it. So
we're all on the same page. Like, the idea is that we're just trying to meet them in the bathroom because the only real costume we needed was we were going to the school in order to get Doodler's costume.
Yeah, but then find what's in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, preferably we would be in there with costumes, but we don't have any costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we're just trying to sneak into the school altogether.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The problem was that we got attacked by all the guards because...
I mean, we're still recognizable as public enemy.
Yes, we got
to
sneak in using stealth.
Yeah, and then we get
not
the
standing up doing a TikTok thing is what I'm saying.
All right. And then Taylor's also going to arrange for costumes for Normal and... Who needs costumes? Normal and Link, right?
Correct. Normal and Link and you need costumes.
Yeah, and also Dude's probably not on the picture list, right?
But no. He is like a shifting amalgam of four nightmares.
Yeah, he looks like a weird alien.
Well, he'll wear a mask or something, you know?
Yes, he'll be under the Teeny the Teen costume.
He'll have a mask under that as well in case they pull off the mask. Be like, it's Normal, and it turns out it's not.
Sure.
It's a kind of creepy mask with a purple neck.
Can you imagine taking off a mascot's head? It's just a man with a mask underneath it.
Definitely a fucking serial killer.
Okay. Taylor's also going to spend 1 minute. I assume the school's in just disarray right now to disguise himself as something else, and he's going to go to the bathroom and meet everyone.
Give me something better than something else.
He's going to disguise himself as a trash can.
Okay.
The ultimate in urban camo.
All right, great.
It involves going into a trash can and punching some armholes and some leg holes.
Okay, fantastic.
The Grouch is in there like, ah!
He's got like a hat that's just covered in trash, so when he tips all the way down, looks like the top is trash.
Yeah, yeah. What costume should you guys have?
I mean, I honestly think that if we can sneak in, I just don't think if you meet us at the stinky bathroom, we're already going to be in the school.
Okay. All right.
And we just got to get to the cafeteria,
We need is costumes that can get us from the stinky bathroom to the cafeteria, assuming we can get to the stinky bathroom.
That's true, yeah.
And the stinky bathroom's got a window to the outside, so we're probably going to crawl through that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Then why is it the stinky bathroom?
That's
why
the mystery of it.
Ever
that's
open
that's
the
mystery of it. The windows are open, but still smells like poop.
Okay, so roll stealth to see if you can sneak into the sneaky bathroom without any of the students, not the guards, but the students seeing you. Also, again, as you showed up, a bunch of FBI and CIA guys pulled out of their fucking vans.
I have an idea for what Taylor can do.
TikTok.
Taylor goes very quickly, finds a blank wall to record a TikTok. How many people follow Taylor's TikTok at school? He's popular.
You can't tell because you don't have a phone.
Yeah, you don't have
a
phone.
Shit, you're right. Okay. Oh, Taylor, okay, here's what it is. Taylor starts posting flyers and then goes to the school like computer lab and prints out faces of Link and Normal, like 2D faces, right? Paper faces, and he starts distributing the students as this act of rebellion.
You are doing Thomas Crown Affair.
So it's Thomas Crown Affair, but it's your guys' faces.
So what?
What are you talking about? What? Taylor goes and prints out masks that look like you two.
And step one.
And then you can, okay.
And then he starts.
So first roll stealth for that part.
9 plus 15 is 24.
Okay.
It's
okay. Right.
So you managed to print out a bunch of 2D pictures of your faces.
And then he's going to distribute them around the various bathrooms.
Okay.
Every time a kid tries to throw, oh, I'm doing my juice box, I throw the trash. And Taylor's head pops like, hey, buddy.
No,
this is Taylor. Distribute these flyers.
He uses his whisper network. Well, here's the goal. Here's the goal. Let me just tell you the goal. Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm helping you. So you just got to roll charisma or
something. The goal is to have all the students protesting about the fascist takeover of the school.
Yeah. It's the how you get there. Are you going to tell them? Because if you're just leaving them in the bathrooms hoping that people will be like, yeah, revolution, because I saw some flyers.
Well, no. But let me argue this. The kids coming in have, one, they're teens. They fucking hate authority.
Sure.
And what do they see? They see that they're getting late
they
to class.
They see pictures of someone's face.
They see pictures of America's Most Wanted. As far as they know.
Wait. No. Listen to me. Let me finish this. Okay, let me finish. The kids are going to fucking see what? A bunch of fucking security apparatus. They're getting fucking wanded on their way in the class. Some of them are showing up late. Yep. A bunch of fucking adults are imposing martial law on the school. That's fucked. Any kid's going to be like, this sucks, all right?
Sure.
And who are they looking for? Their classmates. I don't know what everyone's relationship is, but they know that the classmates are people who have gone to the school. So in the bathrooms, in all the bathrooms, are little face masks of the people who are most wanted. Every kid's going to be like, yeah, fuck authority. Let's put these on.
Roll for it, baby.
Freddie, before he rolls. Freddie, I'm just saying. I think the charisma of Taylor, who is popular at school, would be helpful in convincing them to do it. So why are you getting rid of one of your best assets?
No, that's true.
Maybe you hijack the fucking school announcement system.
Here's how Taylor's, exactly.
Or you just put some propaganda on
that's
the back
what I'm
of the
saying.
Fucking
I'm saying just a flyer is not going to do it.
Here's what it is. All right. You hear.
This thing on. Listen, fellow students, now is our time to rise. In every bathroom is a face mask containing the pig faces of America's most wanted. Let's show these stupid fucking adults that we mean business. Let's Thomas a crowd and fair this shit.
And then meanwhile, by the way, Anthony, the fucking FBI guys are already stacked on the door. We're cross-cutting to the sound of Taylor inciting revolution. He's telling these kids, being like,
throw off the yoke of your oppressors. Show these adults that we mean business.
And then the fucking guy does like the two-finger thing. He's like, go. And they fucking kick the door down. And guess what, Anthony? It's just a fucking recording. It's just a tape recording the whole time. Dude, and they thought they had him. They came in with their guns drawn, lasers and like flashlights sweeping the room, and they all converge on the fucking phone, and it's just a recording, and like,
this recording will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Nice try, FBI losers.
And then it goes, and a little bit of smoke comes out.
This has been Dungeons & Daddies, a podcast DM'd by Freddie Wong.
Now what do I roll?
Now you roll stealth again to set up the recording.
7 plus 15, okay. 22.
Now roll persuasion to see if you can get the kids to rise up.
But people like me.
You get persuasion.
19 plus 1, 20!
Jesus Christ. So the kids go, fuck these cops. Fuck these cops.
That's fuck right, these fuck cops. Cops. Fuck all these cops.
And the
kids, wear the masks to fuck them.
You hear a lot of people going like, oh, ma'am, I gotta go to the bathroom. Ma'am, I gotta can I go to the bathroom. Gotta go to the bathroom, ma'am. I just gotta go.
And this
you
is
see
cross-cutting with the fucking FBI stacked on the door?
Yeah. Fuck, do you hear the people saying? All the kids go into the goddamn bathrooms, coming out with masks of Link and Normal on. And they're just like, fuck up. And they're chanting and they're parading around. So it is weirdly super easy for all of you to
Link
get in.
Link hearing this puts on a mask of Normal.
Yeah!
And hands Normal a mask of Link. Now we fit right in. And we walk proudly through the halls to the stinky bathroom.
All the adults you're with also put on masks of their, like, Lark and Sparrow put on masks of Normal to support him. And aww. Grant puts on a mask of you.
Nikki, go find those two men. Get them out of hell. Bring them home to their wives.
Okay, I'll be right back. You.
Nikki. Okay, I don't want to know what happens.
He comes
I
back
assume
and he goes,
it all goes great. We're not there.
You were just there. It's 2 seconds past, and for him, it's a week.
That's in the past, man.
So he comes back, and he's just like,
Nikki.
It went great, right? You got them home to their wives?
Do you want to know, or do you
want
to look? Maybe we should just keep
going.
Oh, God.
So he's going to roll. So roll insight.
Do their wives know what happened to them?
Okay, I got an 11 on my insight.
Okay, so you know whatever he says is going to be a lie.
Okay, what does he say?
If he speaks, he goes,
we know you're lying, so don't say anything.
He goes, and he closes his mouth, and he goes,
Normal. Okay. You have to decide if you're going to live with this or not.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out later.
Okay.
They died of old age. So
that's not bad.
Horribly, that's not bad though. Surrounded by their enemies,
just mocking them. You're dying.
You stupid old man. You're old. Dying.
No loved ones here. You just us.
You have no loved ones. Fuck. That's a hard way to go.
Oh man. And then they die and they go to hell and they pop up right where they were, but now they're a demon. Okay. So yes, you have everything you need to get into the cafeteria where you heard the signal.
May we please play the scene inside the stinky bathroom?
Sure. You were inside the stinky bathroom.
Taylor's not there. And you hear, took you guys long enough, and the garbage can in the corner starts clapping. I just wanted that little beat. That's all.
Great.
Scary. Good job, Taylor. How'd it go?
Went fine. We got this stinky, horrible thing, this thing that I wanted so long to steal and bring back to my father, but now having done it.
This is my backup.
Yeah, I know. And it just means nothing to me now.
And that smells. And then this bathroom stinks. It's a veritable buffet of awfulness.
So let's put on this costume. It should stop them from putting on a bracelet. And
oh, it smells nice. Oh,
thank you.
It smells like the spirit. I can feel the spirit of the person who wore this.
Oh my God, that's that's the whole point.
It sounds like somebody really cared.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you two are happy with the smell.
Dude, there's like taking communion scent-wise over there. Body and blood.
So what do we do now? We go to the cafeteria? That's where they said this.
We need to investigate the cafeteria. I'll be the vanguard. I'll meet you guys there.
Okay.
As you go in the cafeteria, there's a trash can in the middle of the room.
People are just nonchalantly walking past it, bumping into it, not even noticing it's there.
They're throwing things away. Part of the disguise.
Also, that power was only for a minute. Just so
No. It takes me a minute to get into the costume, and then once I have it on, I can do it.
It's a concentration forever.
Plus 10 bonus to stealth checks as long as I remain without moving. I mean, yeah, that's what it is. Like, in that moment.
Hoist
it on your own petard, my friend.
I'm just saying, like, during a lot of the stuff, I'm not moving. I'm just sitting there. They're coming in. Oh, by the way, you know real quick, you remember that scene where
you moved so much.
Remember that scene where
you were only moving.
You remember the scene where they came in and it was just a recording?
Yes, I remember that scene.
Now we flash back and we pan to the left, and it turns out Taylor was there the whole time. As a trash can, dude.
One of the guards picked up the recording said, fuck. And threw it in the trash can. And it was just Taylor. Taylor's like, hey, pockets recorder.
I got it back.
We're in the cafeteria.
So you're in the cafeteria, and you can see that today is career day. It's if you want to, you can use this time to re-spec your character, reclass your character.
Holy shit!
Change your character
soccer
class
player.
If you so wish. And you see a big list of different jobs that you can have, and they are in order.
Wait, is this heaven?
No, this is just where the text message came from.
This is school.
I'd like you to join my professional network in heaven.
I work at heaven.
So you see kiosks for many different kinds of jobs. You see accountant, soldier, samurai, chef, sports mascot, entrepreneur, contractor, athlete, and programmer. So where would you like to go first?
Accountant, soldier, samurai, chef, sports, entrepreneur.
Like the worst John Le Carre novel of all time.
Samurai, sports mascot, athlete, chef, soldier, entrepreneur. It's spelled all weird. Contractor and programmer.
I mean, I guess we're supposed to be looking for heaven, though, right?
Yeah, is heaven here?
You're looking for whoever sent that text message.
Oh, guys, this is where the text message came from.
It's probably a sports guy.
Link, what? Are you just saying that because you want?
I really want to go see sports. So, okay, no, you're right. You're right. You guys decide. I can't be unbiased in this decision. I'll follow you.
It does feel like maybe we can all take a look around. There's probably one of the guys here sent the message. Do we know what Ron looks like?
You know what he looks like from the neck up because of the video you saw at Daddy's.
Yeah. Scary's like, yeah, I think we should go to sports because it looks like Ron would probably be there. And I'm going to roll deception because Scary just wants to check out the sports. I got an 18.
Okay, I didn't see him there, but like, if you want to go to sports, that's cool. We could go to sports. We both want to be sports people. Soccer specifically, right?
Yeah.
On three, everyone say what booth you're going to. 1, 2, 3.
Sports!
Both of you going to sports?
Yeah, we're going to sports.
Okay. No, okay, we can't both go to sports.
We're not
on
together.
On three, let's just say which booth we're going to. Okay. 1, 2, 3, sports.
Cool. Okay, so we'll split up.
Hey, Norman, we're going to go to sports.
Okay.
We see Ron there, but don't come. You don't need to come.
Okay, okay.
You should probably look somewhere else in case he's not where we think
he is. Okay, that's fine. I cast about the room to see if I see Ron Stampler anywhere.
Roll perception.
I look at the sports investigation. Booth only. Is he in the sports booth?
Again, roll perception or investigation.
I got a 5.
Can't tell.
Do I get double perception since I'm focusing on just one spot?
You have 2 eyes.
You have 2 eyes, buddy.
I got 20 with one try.
Okay, you can tell he's not in the sports booth.
Damn it.
Taylor's already at the samurai one. Like, tell me of the wave.
Oh. Oh, the ways of the samurai are many and varied, indeed. But foremost amongst them is, and a smoke bomb goes off. CIA guys rappel from the roof.
God.
Their guns drawn, and the guy takes off his mask, and it's Agent Schmegen, and he goes, deception.
And I hold still.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? I lost it. Meanwhile, over at the athlete booth, you both walk up, and there is a fresh-faced, kind-looking young woman there who says, What are you interested in?
Is it Mia Hamm?
Yeah. Mia Hamm?
Yeah, it's Mia Hamm.
I want to be as good of a soccer player as you.
Oh, well, the most important thing to remember when working as an athlete is the element of, and she takes off her mask, and it's the mayor, and she goes, surprise! And Dudlerized people come in as well.
Oh, God.
Wait, there's one more place to check. And then Normal and Dude, holding hands now, run over to the mascot booth, like, please tell me you're really a mascot guy and you can help us.
John turns around and goes, oh, I'm a mascot guy. A mascot of scams!
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break what we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today.
Dungeons and Daddies as Matt Arnold, as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicola is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is supported by a Patreon, so keep an eye out for folks with names like Veronica Fieldhouse, Lauren McVeigh, Cameron C., Stephen Creaney, Paul Hurley, Glinsky 007, Emma Windle, Andrew Botkin, Master Pork Chop, Angela Schrader, Ultra Meanie Pants, Alexander Hockey, Chris Wayman, John Paul Kilcrease, Aaron K, Michaela Dajani, Sia Mighty, Harley Reeves, Kyle K, and Jeremy Vidapon. Next week, we are touring the West Coast for the Do or Dice live tour. 5 cities, 5 dates. Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego. You're going to pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge, as they say. A lot of the shows are sold out, but some have released some tickets as we get closer to these dates. So check it out. That's dungeonsanddaddies.com/live. You can see the tour dates. Just see if there's any tickets left. I know Los Angeles has some, so like, get on that, LA. Come on, it's hometown. I'm going to be bringing out the original Honda Odyssey for this. I mean, I'm going to try and park it in front of the theater. We'll see. And also, you know, there's a little bit of ticket trading and extra selling happening in our Discord, which you know about if you are a Patreon supporter. In fact, Patreon supporters got access to those live tickets 24 hours before the rest of you normies, and that's just one of many benefits that you could receive if you support us on Patreon. We just posted the live show we did at RTX on the Patreon, the video and audio feed, and that's on top of hours and hours of bonus content. We have the Dadatha Christie miniseries up next. Some of the bonus content we talk about the show, some of the bonus content is bespoke original one-shots, gameplay, and more. A lot of content, a lot of stuff to listen to and get entertained by. All that at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Check it out. Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Website, dungeonsanddaddies.com. Merch, store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit's Dungeons and Daddies, and that next episode's coming at you August 29th. We hope to see you on the tour, but otherwise, we'll see you back in August 29th. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Are we like 2 weeks in the future now? This is like the opposite of how it used to be, I think.
Hey, hey, look at me. Look at me, Will.
Will, shut up.
Shut up.
Will. Here's the new rule. Shut the fuck up.
Will.